Hey, you're stuck in traffic, Wolf Gorlick. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at encryption, layers of encryption. You know, a couple years ago, there's a meme going around. Someone had taken a picture of me at some conference or whatever. And it was Redundancy Wolf. And so it was like, Redundancy Wolf does everything twice. You know, things like that. It was kind of goofy, but it was fun. And it came out of the fact that I was doing a lot of operations work. And of course, I like backups, right? There's a reason why there are so many letters in the alphabet, so you can have multiple plans. I mean, this makes sense to me. and I like to have multiple layers where, with that redundancy, one or two can fail and we can still succeed, be it plans, technology, operations, or security. Within the security world, this is why I like multiple levels of encryption. So if you think about the internet, makes sense to encrypt traffic across it. However, a lot of the traffic that's encrypted is like HTTPS, right? So what's one of the first things that people do? They put in place at their perimeter SSL decryptors that decrypt that traffic. This is what's going on right now with Blue Coat. There's a whole big spiel about Blue Coat and whether or not you should accept the certificate. But basically, so they decrypt that traffic so they can inspect it and make sure there's no malicious traffic and you're not sending out to you're not supposed to, what have you. Right? We say we encrypt folders, drives, with BitLocker or whatever it may be. And then the first thing we do is we decrypt it so we can use it. We transfer files back and forth with encryption, but the first thing we do is we decrypt it so we can use it. So the point is, at each layer, I believe you need to do encryption, right? So if you're encrypting on disk, that's awesome. Encrypting on the file, that's awesome. If you're transporting it, you should be encrypting that using session encryption controls, that's awesome. Because at multiple points and multiple times during any communication, that traffic is going to be decrypted, is going to be inspected, is going to be available in clear text. And that's just normal use. It's not even talking about what the criminals would do, right? Such as, man-in-the-middle attacks to decrypt your session, or alternatively, browser hijacking to decrypt your session, right? There's a million ways that they can decrypt some traffic. So whenever we do things, multiple levels of control, redundant controls, with the eye that one or more controls can fail, and yet the data is still preserved. Take a look at your encryption and your communication, see what's going on there. Are you decrypting across your edge, right? Are you doing SSL decryption for DLP and IPS IDS? Let me know. Hit me up in comments. Hit me up on Twitter. Thanks so much.